540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Access to a local pharmacy is about to get harder for some in Milwaukee. Walgreens says they're closing a store due to safety issues. The North Avenue location near 27th Street will shut its doors June 23rd, with the company saying it can no longer operate safely. Customers' prescriptions will automatically transfer to another Walgreens, with delivery options available for a limited time. Community members say losing the store could leave a gap in care for the neighborhood. A new wave of scams is targeting people in Milwaukee County with messages that look official but aren't real. Scammers say you owe money for tickets or jury duty and try to rush you into paying with gift cards, apps, or by scanning a code. Authorities say that's a red flag and a common tactic to steal your information. The sheriff's office says don't respond and instead delete the message and report it. If you do have questions, you can call the county using trusted phone numbers, not the ones in the message. Two Milwaukee apartment projects aimed at affordable housing are moving ahead with city support. According to JS Online, plans call for turning a former hospital into apartments and building another complex in Bayview. Together, the developments would add more than 200 units with rents set below market for qualifying residents. The proposal still needs final approval from the Common Council. And Brewers fans will get a chance to see former stars back on the field during a special alumni game this July. The team has announced the Alumni Legends game will be played after the July 24th game against Colorado. Organizers say around 30 former players will participate, with Ryan Braun, Giovanni Gallardo, and Ben Sheets among those expected. The exhibition follows last year's popular home run derby event. Tickets are available online. Full rosters will be announced closer to the date. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin Republicans may hold a special meeting next week as pressure grows on party chair Brian Schimming. Documents obtained by Wiz Politics show members of the state GOP's governing committee want to discuss possible action tied to employment issues and board management. If approved, the meeting would come just days before the party's state convention in Wisconsin Dells. Schimming says Republicans are focused on beating Democrats in November. The Green Bay Packers are investing in the growth of girls' flag football across Wisconsin, awarding $100,000 to 20 high schools. Each school received funding and equipment to help launch or expand programs. Schools from Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, and other communities are part of the effort. Applications are now open for another round of grants for the next school year. The man accused of leading a massive protest at Ridgeland Farms in March is heading to trial. Wayne Sheung was in court recently on charges of burglary. Dozens of supporters were at the hearing and the jail to cheer the 44-year-old's release from jail. Sheung is accused of organizing the storming of the Blue Mounds facility in March, where hundreds of activists tried to free the Ridgeland Farms beagles. And Governor Tony Evers is celebrating National Tourism and Travel Week in Wisconsin. Evers and Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers were at Olbrich Botanical Gardens in Madison on Monday to show off the state's tourism industry and how it impacts Wisconsin's economy. The governor's office noted growth in the tourism industry, with a record of more than 114 million visitors coming to Wisconsin in 2024. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' new assistant head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Last year, DeMarcus Covington joined the Packers as their defensive line coach. This year, Matt LaFleur has added assistant head coach to his title. Covington says he wants the rookies to attack the off-season program like taking a class in karate.
I talked to him about like a white belt mindset. And really, what does that mean? You know, every year it's a start over mentality. You have that humble mentality, not a know-it-all, a learn-it-all. And I think if we approach that with a black belt skill set, but with a white belt mentality, I think we're going to be all right. And that's kind of how I look at it for me, no matter what job I'm approaching.
Baseball, the Brewers losing bullpen pitcher Angel Zerpa. The lefty will have Tommy John surgery next Monday, ending his season. Brandon Woodruff is seeing a specialist in Texas for his shoulder. The crew wrapping up their series in St. Louis before heading home to host the New York Yankees Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight will be clear. We'll drop to 37 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or two with a high of 59 by Friday. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.